Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Janisa Harris, a librarian at the Washington Free Public Library, talking about her special project to bring more kindness to Washington.
You are starting a new project over at the library, and can you let us know what it is and why you decided to do this?
Yeah, I was reading the book Pay It Forward by Katherine Ryan Hyde. I recommend it for anyone to read. It's a juvenile fiction book, and it talked a lot about paying it forward and how if three people paid it forward to three people and they encouraged them to do it, how we'd have kindness take over the whole world. And just, it kind of inspired me to have a kindness challenge at the library and encourage our community to start a movement to be the kindest community. This movement will run March 15th. Through April 30th. I have a kindness tree that needs your help to make it bloom. You do any acts of kindness around the town, it doesn't matter how big or small, you can come into the library and place a heart on our tree for any act of kindness you do. Some people are putting what they did on the heart, some are not, that's totally fine. And just when you do something sweet for someone, just encourage them to do it as well and pay it forward. I just know our community are kind, and it just encouraged people to do it. I can see this being a fun thing for our community to participate in.
And have you already gotten a few of those hearts on the tree?
Yes, I had the day off yesterday and came back, and we have two hearts on the tree. So it made me really happy. I'm excited to see how many hearts we have in the end. And it's just a great way to encourage people to think of other people.
And do you have any examples of the acts of kindness that might take part in Washington or we might see more of?
Yeah. Even as far as just even letting someone in front of you in the line at the grocery store, paying for someone's meal in front of you or behind you, just doing little things, helping a neighbor with spring cleanup, helping someone move, paying someone's fines at the library, or donating to your favorite charity. There's so many things you can do. Even just being nice to someone or smiling at someone is a huge act of kindness. So don't feel like you have to do some extravagant, expensive thing. I'm just excited to see how creative people are. Someone volunteered at their favorite charity. That's great. We love to see that kind of thing.
And do you feel that this will help people recognize those small things that some people do every day?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe it will show people how they're already doing this in their life, or maybe how they're not. And I think it'll teach families how to encourage their kids to grow up to be kind and superheroes of their own town. I try and encourage the kids at the library to kind of go the extra mile and be kind to people and thankful for the things we have.
And it's for anybody of any age.
Yeah. I encourage anyone to do it as many times as they can. They don't just have to do it once. They want to put 50 hearts on the tree, more power to them, and it could go from any age, like you said.
That's been today's Washington Page with Janisa Harris, a librarian at the Washington Free Public Library, talking about her project promoting kindness in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.